just something, something. Check out Holmberg's Morning Sickness Podcast at 98kupd.com.
It's look who's here. It's from Kevin Rowe. It's Kevin Rowe. Is right here in front of us. How are you? You're our first guest on the air in a year.
That's true. Plus. Wow.
In the studio.
Awesome.
It's crazy.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good morning, Arizona.
Now, here's the thing. We talked in the hallway, and you just flaming everybody, just ripping everybody. Just Kevin was going crazy, like just going nuts. Next time I'm on the air, I'll do this. And I'm like, done. You let me, and I'm like, let you. I'll leave so you can have the studio for an hour. So you had a beef at the time. You got something going on.
No, here's the thing that I have going on. I mean, I think it's kind of straightforward. It's most people,
yeah.
I don't know even if you guys know, but most people don't know how Google really works. And that's the most frustrating part of this is if you're going out looking for an attorney, and I implore everybody, you know, they're out there saying, hire the right attorney. Absolutely. Do your research. Hire the right attorney. I'm all for that. But when you go and you're looking for Lerner and Rowe and you type in Google, Lerner and Rowe from your phone or from your desktop, you type in Lerner and Rowe. Who are you looking for?
Lerner and Rowe. Looking for you, Kevin.
Right. But then it's really weird. Why do other firms pop up when you're looking for Lerner and Rowe? And the reason why they pop up is because they're actually buying the keywords Lerner and Rowe.
Now, when you say buying that, who do they buy it from? Google?
Google.
Google sells words?
Google sells words.
And you can't own those words exclusively?
We have them trademarked, so we're actually going after people now that are buying our words.
Lawyer fights.
But the whole real key thing behind this is really why. Why are they actually buying the term Lerner and Rowe? Because they want to feed off Lerner and Rowe. They actually want to feed – they want to try and mislead the public. I mean, there it is right there. You put it up right now.
And look who's second.
Who's up there?
The husband and wife, coattail riding piles of – I don't know. I'm just trying to get you all fired up.
But – that's my point.
I like them.
So you just did. You just typed in Lerner and Rowe from Google. So you're looking for Lerner and Rowe. It's nice that we pop up first. You know why, real quick, we pop up first?
Because you're kings.
Because we spend $40,000 a month on our own name.
What?
Because other people keep buying our name. So you brought up husband and wife law team.
Oh, boy.
You know, because they're up there. They're one of the people that right there on that, your TV, the husband and wife team. So they're actually buying
your name.
The name's Lerner and Rowe. That's why they're ad pops.
See, and this is why I don't think lawyers should be allowed to sue each other. You guys should have to fight.
It's their game.
Here we go.
I think you guys, if in the interest of humanity and the reputation lawyers have, is it would be such a barn-burning money event to watch you fight both, like Lerner and Rowe fight the husband and wife. Like physically fight them.
You want me to fight the wife?
You fight whoever. You pick and choose. Well, I think it's more fair because Glenn is the same size.
Oh, I'm sorry, buddy. Sorry, Glenn.
That's not a shot at Glenn.
Oh, man. That's so wrong. So, look, I'm not even going to get into that one right there.
Yeah. I want to watch you guys get into it.
My whole point is that
you call them? Do you call them? And say, hey, we know what you're doing.
Well, so we hired an attorney that literally works at our office for brand protection. That's all he does.
Right.
He's brand protection. And it's so weird because we've reached out to husband and wife and said, hey, we see you guys are doing this. And it's not against the law.
Right. No.
It's not against the law to do it.
They're playing the game.
But that's the point. I mean, if you really get it out to the public, why would they want to buy our name? To deceive somebody looking for us. So they will click. Because if you think about it, if you type in Lerner and Rowe, the first thing that comes up when you're really not paying attention, that's who you think you get.
Right.
So you just click that.
Yeah.
And then you end up going through your thing. And most people don't even ask.
So you're saying type in Lerner and Rowe. Because you're the first name people think of when this stuff. And make sure you're clicking on the right thing.
Make sure you're clicking on the Lerner and Rowe. It says Lerner and Rowe. Now, other ads will pop up, you know, because they're buying our name. So we're trying to protect our brand. And again, we've reached out, and most firms that we've reached out have been very great and gracious, saying, oh my gosh, because they may not know what their marketing company is doing. And and that's, you know, you have the law firm, then you have a marketing company, and marketing company's only goal is to bring in more clients. That's their only goal. Right. So however they're doing it, the law firm may not know. So we've reached out saying, hey, please don't do it. And actually, before you just did this right now, you just put that up, I actually thought they stopped buying our name.
But they didn't.
But they didn't, obviously.
Now, is this more just a machismo thing that you don't like that people think you and Glenn are the husband and wife team?
No, it's actually not. Although
I think that's a thing.
It's actually not because we've had many, many people come to us after saying, I thought you were representing me. We've had people leave reviews and they're not our clients. But they're saying you're not returning phone calls. You're not doing this. And they're not even our clients.
You're getting the blame.
We're getting the blame. There is an individual that is a disbarred attorney.
Yeah.
Not even licensed to practice anymore. And he's got another – he goes and turns it on late, typically at night.
Right.
He'll turn on the buying the keywords learner row at night, thinking we can't see it or we're not watching
right.
it. And he actually has gone to the point that – when they call up, he doesn't say yes or no if it's Lerner and Rowe.
Yeah.
They will just take the information down, sign it up. That we even actually had a paralegal that actually was in his firm at the time reach out to us when she quit, didn't like the firm,
yeah.
which she quit and reached out and says, hey, they're actually signing people up. They think they're with Lerner and Rowe. And she gave me text messages of somebody saying, I'm so upset Lerner and Rowe is not returning my phone calls.
And it was
them. And it was actually them.
So what do they do when I call them? Like, and they answer and they say, "Is this Lerner and Rowe?" Yes, it's the law firm.
Well,
they say something like that.
They may say something like that. And the key thing is they won't say yes.
It's the law
because
firm.
Then they're admitting. They'll just say right. law firm, and then right. Yes, we can help you with personal injury. How can I help you? So they're not really
creepy.
They're not doing one thing or the other. But that's the problem. The whole Google is set up to deceive. Google is set up to take business from others or deceive people. Why else? Would people buy our
yeah.
name? I mean, why else would
yeah,
they
nobody
do that?
Buys our name. Nobody's tried to get Holmberg's Morning Sickness to go check out the Woody Show, for God's sake. Well, why would you listen to the Woody Show in the first place? I mean, all you got to do is – we encourage
That would
it.
Increase. That
See,
would
I mean,
increase.
That's the thing. Like, I encourage what people to go listen to the Woody Show. It's just going to make our audience
looks
huge.
So much
They're
better.
A terrible show. It's an awful radio.
I just don't get it, and that's the frustrating part is that
yeah.
we've been reaching out. We've been sending nice letters first, then cease and desist, and then lawsuits come around after that. So
you are suing them.
We haven't gone that step
yes.
yet, but it is the next step coming up.
This
if we can't
great.
Get, and it'll make law.
And you've always been.
It will make law.
That
That's the
too.
Crazy thing. This will be like a, this will be a set precedent,
like,
right? This is going to be a big.
We've
deal.
We've been in contact with our local or the state bar of Arizona and other state bars across the nation. We've even worked with other attorneys nationwide because we just don't believe it's fair. One, but it
yeah.
is out to deceive. If you're looking for a personal injury attorney and you don't want Lerner and Rowe,
yeah.
which I can't believe anybody
oh,
would do that.
Of course not.
But if you don't want Lerner and Rowe, then you would type in personal injury attorney.
Right. Right.
And then
and it gives you a whole variety.
All of us.
Now, is it
up.
Happening in Vegas? And
happening
other,
all over.
All your so this all, is going to change.
Do you
the
buy other Google words, though?
Can you? Sure.
I mean, do you as a company?
Sure.
Like
we'll buy personal
accident
injury.
Or personal
accident
injury.
Lawyer.
Yeah.
Sure,
yeah.
we'll buy. And everybody will buy that stuff.
Yeah.
And that's great that, you know, that's why I'm saying if you're looking for just seeing and doing your research, then you would type in those names. You're not going to type in Lerner Rowe
Jesus.
And then click on somebody else on accident. I mean, it happens all the
40
time.
40 grand a month just for
just
that.
To buy our own name because here's the reason why.
Wow.
People like the husband and wife that you have up on the board right now, if you click them, and
yeah.
feel free, anybody out there that wants to click them over and over and over and over, they
yeah,
get
it goes to you.
They get paid.
Oh,
no,
they
get
have
charged.
To pay.
They have
oh.
to they have to
so
oh,
go
well,
on
hell,
and click them right now. Here we go. Beautiful. I didn't know that. Let's screw those guys. Click
no,
away,
just,
Bert.
I'm
just
going
keep
back.
To clicking.
Here we go.
We need to hire an intern
all
to just
right.
click all day.
So
and you're gonna hear that across us say, Mark, we owe $800,000 in soda.
So, yeah. So
yeah,
that's the
oh,
interesting. Now, Google has a wider wider profile too. So,
right.
You just typed in Lerner and Rowe, so yeah. that leads us to believe that they're buying Lerner and Rowe. Google has an algorithm that if there's not enough people buying
yeah.
that those terms, but yet they're popular terms. Then they turn around and
yeah.
will try and bring in other people. So, I you know at this
I bought K-Row and I've been getting a
yeah.
lot of leads.
I got KY and he came. It was weird.
There's a lot of reasons.
I called you. I said, I got your code. I'm ready.
I love it. So that's the frustrating part. I guess it's really frustrating because, look, we're all trying to compete and there's enough business for everybody. And a lot of these people, and again, even since we're talking about husband and wife, I heard they're very nice people. I've actually had dealings with Alexis. She's
yeah.
been very sweet and professional the entire time. So I have nothing directly to them, but if they know
this is garbage,
if they know you're buying our name, Lerner
yeah.
and Rowe, and you know you're doing that,
yeah.
and if you don't, you're hearing it now, stop.
Yeah,
because all it's going to do, we're going to go, and if you want to fight it, so you can continue to deceive people, because
yeah.
that's the only reason why you
yeah.
would fight this.
Yeah,
that you want to fight it, then we'll make law and we'll spend the money,
that's
we'll go
amazing.
All the way into
the
it.
Question is, yeah, is that a fair tactic?
It's
yeah,
in the
it's
business,
immoral.
It's underhanded
yeah.
if
yeah.
you really think about it, because the public
cruddy.
Doesn't really know. Most of the public that aren't doing, that don't know about Google or don't have a business
yeah.
and how they market and advertise, they don't know about this
Nobody
stuff.
Knows that. It's like McDowell's. versus McDonald's.
McDonald's,
it's
all
the same thing.
Exactly. Which I like much better.
McDonald's is fine, but I mean, they're like, no, the McDonald's people aren't looking. He knew what he was doing was shady,
right?
But it was like, I'm doing the Big
and
Mick.
I'm doing it. It's legal.
It's legal.
And that's it. It's air quoting legal right now, but it is super shady and super deceiving to the public. And I mean, there are true people that we've had, numerous people that we've had, that really got deceived and then come to us and say, man, they told me or they said this. And we don't have proof that they're actually saying we're Lerner and Rowe. So I'm not going that far. But if you're buying our name and people are actually going to you looking for Lerner and Rowe, then you actually should be professional enough to say, we're not Lerner and Rowe. If you would like them, call them.
Yeah.
But we're such and such. And if you want to come with us, then great. At least put it all the information on the table.
Give them a call and see if they say it. Is this Lerner and Rowe? Call them up. Well, not on our phone. Oh. Not on your
phone. No, the problem is you can actually – see, if you call from like their phone number, they may turn around and they're going to answer because it's their normal phone number.
Right.
But if you call from the link, it'll look like it's coming from Google.
Which,
so
it's what's great is I can only imagine like the phone call. How'd you hear about us? From Lerner and Rowe.
Kevin said you guys are all right.
And again, level playing field is all I'm trying to do. Like why would people want to do this? Because we spend the most money on marketing. You know, across the board, and we've worked hard for our reputation. We've worked hard, you know, to get the word out about our services and what we do. And I think at the end of the day, because there's a lot of firms right now, including them, including others, including ourselves, that are saying the biggest decision you can make right after an accident or you've been injured is what you're gonna what law firm you're gonna hire.
Who represents you?
And I agree with that. Yeah. And I agree, it comes down to experience. We have over 150 years of experience in attorneys just at our firm. We have over 250 staff here in Arizona of our firm. We've represented over 120,000 clients at Lerner and Rowe, injury attorneys.
Right.
That's it, injury attorneys. Because there's other firms out there that are saying that's all we do is injury work, and that's it. They do other things. Well, if we're doing other things. Yes, we do other things. You guys are aware of that. But we have separate law firms that do that.
Right.
We've been doing personal injury, auto accidents.
Well, that's what the commercials focus on mostly.
Right. There's other ones we do, but we have, because we own different law firms. Lerner and Rowe Law Group does criminal defense and bankruptcy and DUI. Lerner and Rowe Injury Attorneys, it's represented over 100,000 clients over the years and brought in over $600 million in 3 years. That's a key thing, too. Because you see people like...
I'm going to go get in a wreck.
No kidding.
You see people like... that firm right there.
Yeah.
They talk about bringing in on their website. They've resolved in their 20-year-plus career. They've recovered over $100 million.
Right.
That's good. Seriously, that's awesome. I'm not being sarcastic at all.
A little sarcastic.
But then you got other firms out there. You brought up an individual from California, Brady, when we first got in here. He's all bragging that in his 20-plus year career, he's recovered over $500
million. Yeah.
We've recovered billions. On single event. You have another law firm here in Arizona that keeps talking about themselves about the leading. They're the leading attorney. Yeah. I don't know really what they're leading, but they're the leading attorneys that they claim they've resolved X amount of money, but it's not all single event. So when we talk about this, in the last 3 years alone, Lerner and Rowe recovered over $600 million for their clients. So, not in 20 years, not in 25 years, or 40 years. There's another guy out here that wants to keep kind of coming at us and saying all this stuff, and he's talking about 40 years that he's represented the community, and he has. And the biggest thing for him that he gets really upset with is that his own daughter, and he told me this, by the way, his own daughter.
From the mouth.
His own daughter, when she gets upset with him, sings our jingle to him.
Now, I want to get into that. I got to take a break, but I want to get into that jingle, what you did on the Super Bowl, and I want to keep you all fired up about hating all these other people.
I don't hate.
That's okay.
I'm just saying.
It's coming across that way, and I love it.
Level the playing field. Play fair.
Level them, meaning like nuke it. It's yours.
Fair.
You got to treat it the way I treat this. One of my good friends started a morning show, had a thing, and I said, all I care about right now is that you are out of work in the next 6 months, and I see you in a DES or a breadline. I don't want you eating.
So
I don't want you in a home because you've come into my house now and tried to take my money.
Okay, I didn't say that. I said there's actually enough work for everyone.
That's what you need to start saying to them. It's like, look, this is my house. This is Lerner and Rowe. We're 600 million strong in 3 years. What are you, 20 million, 100 million? Cute. Now, stand in my kitchen and start stealing from me, and I'm gonna nuke you.
I love it.
That's what I'm hearing from you.
I'm just saying level the playing field.
I understand what that means. Level it like a glass factory. Turn it into a parking lot. One man standing. That's what I like. Yeah, Kevin Rose here from Lerner and Rose. Yeah, you got all fired up in the parking lot and you did it again here. I love that.
It's just it becomes frustrating because there's no reason to deceive stealing. People. It has been.
It's
and
flat
again,
stealing.
We get reviews that we don't even know who these people are, and that's what's sad. Yeah. And we have to try and track them down. We've even gone to the point we've hired a forensic IT to go start going through and trying to track where these people are coming from.
I got to take this break. He's all ready to go. All right, we got to talk to you about a couple other things, too. Kevin Rowe, Lerner and Rowe is here, and there's no reason to go to anybody else. Kevin will hunt you down and kill you if you do it. It's 98 KUPD.
Big, red, and badass.
It's the natural way radio should be.
98 KUPD.
It is good. It's good to have someone in the studio that isn't Richard. That's fantastic. Someone in that chair that is not Toledo is just absolutely awesome. We have a guest again. Kevin Rowe from Lerner and Rowe is here hanging out with us. And we've gotten to know Kevin over the years a lot, and he's fired up about this. This is pretty great. So we went on and on. Somebody just said, I got an idea. Let's do this. We've kind of done it before. He said, I want to call it the Barrister's Brunch and have Kevin do a little podcast with you guys and just have a What Would Brady Do type thing only for Kevin. Like, how much does a divorce cost me?
Oh, that depends. And again, we were actually we were just having this conversation. Well, there's uncontested, meaning it's not, they're not contesting. They just want to get the divorce done, and those are cheap. They can be $1,000.
No kidding.
I mean,
well, with these prices, why don't we all do it? You can't beat that price.
But then if you have contested, it depends. What assets are at stake? It can be how long, who wants to fight, how long this goes on. I mean, we don't handle that stuff.
It only punishes the kids, right?
Well, Kevin? If there's kids involved, I mean, it's pretty bad. And that's the one thing. I never wanted to get into family law. Because it typically is the worst times of individuals' lives. I mean, personal injury is bad, but I know I can help them. At the end of the day, we're blessed that they came to us. We work hard, and that shows it in the results. And that's why I'm not bragging about what we've been able to recover. It's
$600 million over the last 3 years.
I'd brag
for you. That's awesome.
Yeah. But it's more the ability we're able to. I mean, we just resolved a case for $10 million. Now, I tell clients all the time, I want to make this really clear, is that everybody,
you will get $10 million every time.
No, absolutely not say that. But if people want X amount of money, and typically it's $1 million they want for their case, something like that, I'm like, you don't want that. Yeah. You really, really don't want that. And the reason why you don't want that is because your life has been substantially altered forever.
Yeah.
You don't. Money never takes care of your health. Health always comes first. We just want to get the maximum amount of money we can for our clients to get them compensation, hopefully every time, which is not true, them back.
This is
Accident Health.
I just thought of this. It's 5 years ago, I was in a car accident.
Yeah.
And I got spun pretty bad. And I jacked up my shoulder a little bit in that wreck and went to the hospital. And I'm like, yeah, you jammed it in there pretty good. And they told me, said, you got a little arthritis in that situation. I just had my shoulder replaced, as you know.
Yes.
And the insurance company at the time for the kid who hit me was like, here's your offer. I didn't even know the emails were coming. And they ended up giving me – it wasn't a bunch, but they said, this settles the whole thing. Well, I didn't know it was going to progress as badly as it did, whether I could blame it on that or not. It definitely started there.
Sure.
Because my right arm was the one that was the problem then. Can you retroactively go back after you've taken a settlement?
I got three letters for you if you want me to help you out.
Yeah.
You're S-O-L.
That's what I figured. That's right. But you know what? I got a job. I'm doing all right. Yeah. And I kind of like my new shoulder, to be honest with you. No, I was going to get the shoulder either way.
But you know what? It actually is a good question, honestly, that you asked. And you have 2 years in Arizona from the date of accident or date of injury to resolve the claim or file a lawsuit.
Right.
And so you resolved the claim amicably via settlement, a claim settlement. And you had to sign a release to get that money. When you sign that release,
that's what I figured. But so that's it. I'm not complaining like I missed out, but I'm saying just for somebody who would have had this situation that would have kicked their ass 5-10 years later, and they're like, this is possibly because that was a jarring shot. Like I had to wear a sling for a couple of days with that. It was no big deal. But I'm like, my shoulder has not been the same since. And then it degenerated naturally.
And it happens all the time. Oh, we have people coming in all the time. Look at most people out there. Are not claims experts. Right. They're not claims artists. They have an injury, but they also want to get back to work. I mean, you got to remember, when you're involved in an accident or slip and fall, or any of these type of things that you're injured, you want to get back to work. Most people are a couple paychecks away from being homeless or kicked out.
Right.
And that's tough. So you don't have a car if you're in a car accident. You're in pain. You have to go to a doctor. You don't have money, and you're frustrated. So you just want to get money and get back to work. And you're not really putting your health always first.
Right.
And the one key thing that I think we offer non-legal is we have compassionate representation. What I mean by that is the most valuable non-legal service that we provide is being able to take on the individual's emotional burden. We will take all that emotional stuff on and help you and walk you through it and counsel you through this whole thing. Why? We just want you to focus on one thing, recovery.
Right.
That's it.
You get better.
get better. That's we'll handle all we want you to
we
focus
got
on.
It.
Guy said, should I file bankruptcy because I haven't paid my cell phone in 8 months?
I love it that it's just
this
a
is,
cell
this
phone.
This is it. It's a cell phone. But it might be his entire, like, there's a reason why.
I'm curious what you're doing on that cell phone.
I think he needs more info on that. Yeah, I say, you know.
No, I'll tell you this. The answer to this quick question is I hope not because it's only one bill and I don't
say
know how
yes.
much
it is. Let's have fun
but
with
here's
it.
What I'm going to tell you is call us. 602-667-7777. Or well, how's he emailing right now?
Well, can
email us.
Yeah.
Then email us.
He hasn't paid for
it. It's erick@publiclibrary.net. Oh, he's doing it at the library. I'm thinking receive. Yeah, what was the number again? I interrupted.
So what are you talking about? The libraries
one that you
are
just
back.
Gave.
No, the libraries are back open. I didn't know it. The phone number for Learner and Row Law Group, completely separate company than Learner and Row Injury Attorneys, is 602-667-7777. Yeah. They do criminal defense, DUI, and they do bankruptcy, financial planning help. So definitely give us a call if you have an issue with that. We'd love to talk to you about
JM
it.
JM emails in and he says, I'm loving this new Kevin Rowe approach. If you are my competition, you are my enemy. You guys got to do those kind of ads where you're just blowing up building after building of other lawyers. If you are my competition, then
Glenzilla.
Oh, Godzilla. Glenzilla versus Kong. Yeah. I like that.
And remember, I love that you guys are having fun with this, and I love to be able to come and at least bring this information to the public so they know why it's so frustrating and that you could be misled by this tactic that Google has and that other firms may or may not be intentionally doing it because some may not be intentionally doing it. And I want to throw that out there. Like, I don't know who's doing it or not, except for when you type in our name, Learner and Row, and other firms come up, then we should know what's going on. So it's frustrating. But there is enough work for everybody out there. Everybody has – I just want to stop the shadiness.
Yeah.
The shadiness needs to stop.
There's only one king, and everybody else can fall to the wayside.
Well, I want to mention – I appreciate that.
I do. That's how I feel about this show.
Are we the king?
Right now.
In this whole
that's why I always give you trouble about John, Jay, and Rich. I'm like, why bother? What are you doing? You got an open forum here. What are you doing?
I do love being here with you guys. And again, I love.
It makes you so uncomfortable.
He's
not listening. It's okay.
I love being here. And I love that I'm the first being in here.
That's right.
Pretty awesome.
That is pretty cool.
I do miss you guys. It's kind of great being in here, having a chat like this. But I did want to real quick say, and I said this during the meeting, there are other firms out there, real quick to end this.
Oh, yeah.
There are other firms out there that we've reached out that were potentially buying our name, and we reached out to them, and they turned around and said, yes, we agree with you. We want your help. So like Goldberg and Osborne, I want to give them a shout out. They're one firm out there that we contacted, one of them, that we contacted. They said, yes, we don't want people buying our name either. We're doing the same thing as you're doing. Let's add our firms, respective firms, on each other's negative keyword list. So what that means is if you type in Learner Row, they won't show up.
Right.
And vice versa. If you type in their name, we won't show up
either. And it's quality business.
It is. It's
that's
props
fair.
To them. Yeah. It's they're a great firm. I've no disrespect.
Love to see them buried and gone. But still.
They're great people.
They're good people, but it doesn't mean you need them working next to you.
My point was is that I want to make sure that if we had all the firms like that, then this would be a non-issue.
Yeah.
You know,
but too many shady people.
And Google goes out of business, I guess.
They're good people. Yeah. They're not the best. They're good people.
They're certainly not the best. What are they, maybe 200 million in the last 3 years?
Well, they weren't voted best.
Candy.
We know there's only one firm that's been voted best.
Multiple times.
For 6 years in a row. Seen voted best one. Of Tucson. Voted best personal injury. Best bankruptcy. Best criminal. And most philanthropic company.
Really?
How do you like that?
That's pretty good because you guys give back.
Do you like that segue?
That was pretty sweet. I'll get into that. I know how this works. Hold on a tick because now you're in my business. The keywords are on my side here, buddy. I know how to work this. We'll get into your golf tournament in a second. Before we get into the golf tournament, which you guys are incredibly giving. I mean, this whole Learn and Row Gives Back thing is amazing. You've been amazing to us every time we're like, hey, we need a little help. It's zero questions, to be honest. You guys jumped on
it. And it's great. We just did the United Way with you guys, with Hubbard.
Yeah, we just did it.
And it was fantastic.
I mean, you didn't get the results you would have gotten normally because you were with that
cluster.
Mess station. I don't know
what
it was.
Oh, my God. I love how great you guys are with your sister station.
Oh, well, they could burn tomorrow. Zero impact on my life.
I don't know who you're talking about.
I would love to be at the Christmas party. You guys seem to so get along
with everybody.
But
anybody, like if Woody shows up, I'd be like, I'm sorry, I'm going to put you out of work in a couple months.
I have no idea where these people work.
Yeah.
They're at the party.
I like them as individuals, but I'd rather they were unemployed. Before we get into the golf tournament, which is incredibly cool, the commercial for the Super Bowl, we haven't had a chance to talk to you about that on the air.
Yes.
You had Flavor Flav, and nobody knew about this. Like, you kept this thing under wraps, which is hilarious. And so people watching the Super Bowl I think, one of the most memorable moments, at least locally, because it felt like hours. It's that weird moment when the band screams, "Hello, Phoenix!" And we're like, yeah. Lerner and Rowe are sitting there giving out the number with Flava Flav, which was just weird. But it stuck. And my favorite part of the spot was he had terrible rhythm. He couldn't get the number out with the song.
Nor the jingle.
He couldn't do Lerner
and Rowe. And he's heard it.
Oh, he's heard it. Because he actually lives in Las Vegas,
yeah,
and that's where we started. So right. He knows us from Las Vegas.
Is that still Lerner and Rowe, or is that a different one?
No, it's the same thing, because that phone number is Lerner and Rowe is the way to go. Dial 877-1500,
oh, okay.
And out here it's 977-1900. Gotcha. So there are other states, like New Mexico, the jingle changes a little bit, as well as Illinois and Indiana. Right. It changes a little bit.
How good are you doing in Indiana? That meth wreck, my home state, that place has got to be a gold mine.
Probably some of the greatest people on the planet.
Where?
Yeah. Here we go.
Where?
Maryville.
You said Indiana. Maryville is about where I'm from.
We love those people. We did our turkey drive out there. Couldn't do it last year because of
– In the region?
We did a turkey drive out there, and it was fantastic. Some of the greatest people.
A lot of the wrecks are like, they took out my car and the basketball hoop landed on my wife.
Man. No, do you get recovery for all the meth that's ruined and all the car accidents? I'm from there. I can talk about this. I didn't know you're in Indiana.
Yeah,
You can quit all the other states. You're going to have a field day.
It's a great
place. They bang into everything up there. They're all blanked out, nocturnal crazies with giant eyes on the meth.
A lot of RVs.
Running into each other. My grandma ran into two houses.
Oh, jeez.
Cedar Lake. She's just south of Maryville.
Then why didn't she didn't call us? She didn't call us?
Well, she's dead now. Not because of the house crash. But, I mean, this was before I knew you. I mean, if you want, I'll pretend. I can still do the voice.
Someone passed away.
I'm over it. How are you still dealing with my grandma?
I'm still trying to sit here and go, man, I'm sorry to hear that. God, it's so horrible.
I'm still not sure she knew anyone's name.
Is it hot in here right now?
She turned to F.
That's what my grandma's saying. She's down in the heat, guaranteed.
So wrong, man.
Oh, she's burning.
Say some prayers for you tonight. From here on out.
Don't worry about it. It's way too late. Don't waste your breath. So Flavor Flav thing was pretty solid.
It was. You know, he's a really fun guy. He was a nice guy. And I think when we were talking about this before, Public Enemy was the group he's been known for, who he's with. A lot of their music that they played in the 90s or late 80s and 90s are those same themes resonate to today.
Yeah.
And it was it's pretty insane, first of all, but it was actually pretty great to talk to him, talked about the music that he was part of. He's a really super nice guy. I know he's got other things. He's most well known, you know, for the younger generation, not from his music.
No.
He's known for, Flavor of Love.
Yeah. The girl pooping on the stairs. Remember that?
Classic.
That was a classic. I think
he's known for that stuff.
Yeah.
But he's a really great guy, and it was fun to do that, and it was a surprise. We kept it under wraps.
It was amazing.
We still have some of the commercials. We changed them up a little bit, and they're running right now.
We'll do it, like outtakes from it? Are you
allowed
to
do that? We do have outtakes, actually.
Oh, you've got to have them all
on
your website.
We do have outtakes.
Right? Put them on your website.
Put
them on our website.
I don't know if they've done it. I'd love to. I'd love to. We'll put them on there for sure.
It would be hilarious.
There are some pretty funny things.
Yeah, because when he couldn't do the jingle, I just died laughing. I'm like, that's the best one. Because that's the one that aired.
And how many different – yeah.
Exactly.
You're exactly right. How many different times do you think we were going over and over and over and over again?
Hilarious. And he had his own legal issues with the use of the songs too, right?
Yeah, that was a weird, interesting thing. So we wanted to use, some of his great music goes great for even for us right now. Don't Believe the Hype. That could be great for insurance companies or even using it against other law firms. Don't Believe the Hype. So he had to say it a little bit different.
Right.
Can't trust this insurance company. We want to use that. And we do use them. In the new commercial we use, but you can tell it's tweaked a little bit. He's not saying the exact full phrase.
Because he don't want to get.
He doesn't own the music, all that music anymore.
Yeah, crazy. All right, and you got your golf tournament, which is great. It's been 2 years that you've been trying to get people to come to the golf tournament.
No, actually, so...
You had it last...
Oh, for you... Yeah,
to get me and Frank to come out.
Right.
It's been
a
nightmare.
We had it just in December. We typically have it in April every year, or May. And with the pandemic, it got pushed to December last year. We had it. You guys were involved as a company. And it went off great. We actually raised $461,000 in a one-day event. Truly excited and happy about that because it's during a pandemic and we raised this
huge.
Much money. And you know this because I've said it a bunch of times. 100% of that money, 100%, not 99, not 99.9, 100% of all that money raised will go back to support other foundations here in Arizona. The money doesn't leave Arizona. It stays here. So there's some great organizations that are going to benefit from that. And then 5 months later, we're doing it again through our normal time. And again, during the pandemic, you know, a lot of people are still reeling from this. And we, first of all, we sold out both events. We sold out 312 golfers. We're excited to have a lot of you guys are back out. Excited to have your support. I know a friend of mine and the show.
John Jay and Rich?
No. I don't know if he's I don't know if he's a friend of the show, but he's,
who?
No, I'm talking John Jay's not a friend
of
the show.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
But a friend of mine and a friend of the show, we brought him on before, Troy from Fascination.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that guy.
And he wanted me to give him a shout out, so there's a shout out, Troy. So, but he,
did that just happen?
That did.
Really?
So, but he's back out.
You're not spending enough for that.
But he's back out. And let me tell you, you should be coming just to hang out with his.
His group?
His group on the different holes.
What kind of product are you getting for that?
Well, I don't know what type of product did you get brought to the show when he came
stuff.
On?
Well,
we still
John's
have it
been
in the
working
office.
One pretty good.
And I actually have used the product.
Yeah.
Solid stuff.
There you go.
Yeah, I actually blew through the mouth. I'm not going to lie to you. I did. I went through the other end. Well, it's. I will say that that product had a little... it had an issue. I breached it.
It can only take so much.
I'm just, hey, you bring it up. It's good stuff. But I prefer the butt.
We actually.
I don't like the mouth. Well, you brought him up.
How do you go and try and keep going serious?
There's no reason to do that.
It's education.
Again.
Well, you can get all these gifts at the golf tournament.
It's getting hot in here.
Fascinating. My grandma willed them to me.
So here's the things I want to give a shout out to, because this event, we've already raised. We're sold out well before the event. Event's in 2 weeks at April 30th at McCormick Ranch. And between our three main sponsors that we have plenty of sponsors, but our three main presenting sponsors, Collision Chiropractic, Pro Performance, and Stamp Medical, those three alone raised $150,000 just for this event. And as you're pulling up, if you go to learnandrowgivesback.com, you can see all the sponsors and those that are helping us out put on this event. And it's truly amazing. We have Lululemon this year. We had them last year, and it's great. We have Lululemon this year.
I look good in that stuff.
Yeah, Brady is a
model. Official restaurant sponsor, Steak 44, Ocean 44, and
now
Dominic.
We're cooking.
Good stuff. I mean, we're truly, truly excited. There's Fascination. There you go.
There it is.
yes.
Trust me, the gift basket from Fascination. Other than breaching that one thing. Fancy.
We're truly excited to have all these people. And what we really encourage, too, is a lot of our colleagues. In the legal field, to come to this event, because you're supporting what we're doing and giving back to helping others, and it's really big. So, yes, we're sold out for golf, but if anybody's listening right now and still wants to be part of the event and you own a business or you know somebody may own a business, we still have sponsorships available. You just have to do it quick because I want to make sure we're printing everything right now. We want to make sure we get people
right
out.
Right around the corner.
2 weeks. Yeah. And we're truly excited. If you want to come out and hang out, McCormick Ranch. Golf
April
club.
April 20th.
April 30th.
Or 30th.
April,
I'm sorry,
Friday,
30th.
April 30th. Yes, we've been trying to get you and a friend out for years, but next year is it. We need you both out
I
next year.
I will commit
year.
To it now.
Okay, well.
Barring pandemic or delays.
Delays. Delays. I love it.
That wasn't my fault.
You can't ask.
That was
Frank,
my partner.
Man.
Yeah, I know. He couldn't hold the jet back.
Yeah. Oh, well, he couldn't actually hold his jet back, which is awesome. How do they get involved if they do this?
LearnandRowGivesBack.com. LearnandRowGivesBack.com. If you have any questions with regard to legal advice, you guys want to chat with me, LearnandRow.com. Or look it, I may even give you my email address, kro@learnandrow.com.
Look at this guy.
kro@learnandrow.com. Give me an email. Here's the thing. I encourage all you guys. Oh, and I need this too real quick.
Go.
If anybody's looking for work, we're looking for paralegals and case managers. If you're looking for work, paralegals and case managers, look, the phone's ringing.
No, that's not the phone ringing.
That's
my phone. You're running over. You're fine.
Contact us. We're hiring. Okay. We're always hiring. So help us. You want to help others in their time of need, come with us.
Stick around and do the entertainment drill with Brady. It's Kevin Rowe, everybody, from Learning Rowe. You got to stay now. It's 98.
Big, red, and badass.
It's the natural way radio should be.
98.